Wonderful Wafakak.
Wonderful Wafakak. Reese, it is day 25. We have survived all 25 days of Wafakak, and we are still here. We are still breathing. We are vibrant and alert, and we have just slept for 24 hours straight, thanks to
In
a 12-hour period in the night of rest last night.
Although some people in my family did, they overcharged the reverse polarity in their sleep bed device system.
What happened?
And they're currently in the Triassic period.
Oh, wow. That's not much going on there.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. There's lots of green steed.
Luckily, they've done it before. They're used to it. So they'll be fine.
Okay. They'll be back eventually.
Slowly their DNA will break down on a time-space level and return them to our time, but as ghosts.
Right.
That's how ghosts work.
That's how ghosts work.
They're just people who floated back from the dinosaur times.
I can't believe we made it 25 days of a fuckack. This is, and we're talking about this shit as if it's completely normal.
I'm having some kind of breakdown, I think. Anyway, we made it. And
Day 25.
Jesse is, this episode is quite personal to him. This is actually.
Let me open the door first.
Okay. Let me open Jesse's personal door.
No, let me open. I get to open
let
the door.
Let Jesse open his
I
personal door.
I get to open the door. Hold on. There it is.
That was good.
That was the door.
Oh, no.
That was the day 25 door.
Sorry, I nearly tipped my Saratoga egg lemonade. You sounded like you did.
That was the door. That was the door.
What is today's episode, Jesse?
Well, Reese.
Feels weird saying that.
Right? I'm going to teach you something. So, actually, I think I've already mentioned this on the show before. I didn't really go into a lot of detail. Both of my parents, when I was growing up, were professional comedians. My mother was a comedian on CBC Radio, and my father was a stand-up comedian in the Maritimes for 35 years, and he went by the stage name of General John Cabot Trail.
Is that like being raised by wolves, so you have comedic traits because you were raised by a pack of comedians?
I tell you, I can't tell a joke for the life of me, but it was very, very surreal. Oh, yeah, like being woken up first thing on a Saturday morning. As a child, my brother sleeping in the bed on the other side of the room, and my father would come in and turn on the lights and wake us up, and he would say, "Hey, I've got a new joke," and tell us the joke first thing in the morning, and it would be horrible. And that's like that was our childhood, like just
being woken up by jokes,
horrible jokes that didn't work, and we were his test audience for a lot of it. But
were you his demographic?
No. Basically not. No, that's okay. No. But like, yeah, I got to go to shows when he was on, like, he'd do a lot of tours and whatnot. It was a lot of fun. And he had a song. He had a hit song, at least in the Maritimes. And it was a Christmas song.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was called Let's Go Santa. And the whole idea is General John Cabot Trail, the character that he portrayed, was the general for the Cape Breton Liberation Army. And the army's idea was to liberate Cape Breton from the mainland of Nova Scotia and have it become its own entity. And you have to pay a toll when you go across the causeway from the mainland of Nova Scotia to Cape Breton or vice versa. And the song is about Santa getting stuck on the causeway because it doesn't have money to pay the toll.
Nice.
And we're gonna play it. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's a 4-minute long song. We won't talk, and you can just get to enjoy a bit of history.
Do we have the copyright clearance?
Totally. Absolutely. Well, 100%. I'm
a
son.
If they don't like it, then take it up with his son.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get Rudy on it.
The children were snuggled inside of their beds while visions of Santa Claus danced in their heads. Down in the kitchen, there was Christmas Eve cheer. I was blowing a foam off me Christmas Eve beer. 'Twas the night before Christmas is the time of this tale, when Santa Claus met General John Cabot Trail. The night before Christmas of that, I am certain, 'cause that was the night I ended up where we were working. Let's go, Santa, get into the sleigh. Well, we gotta get Santa across the causeway. Let's go, Santa, come down the chimney. Boy, you can't have Christmas without a party. I ended up working 'cause of Saint Nicholas. He was down at the causeway and they wouldn't let him pass. The boys of the army Cape Breton Liberation had called at the house with this information. Oh, their noses, they sparkled and their eyes were dilated. I could tell at a glance they were .08ed. But the story they told was exactly the truth. Santa Claus and the reindeer stopped at the toll booth. Now the causeway of cancer was a wonderful road, but they won't let you pass unless you pay the toll. $1.50 is the price you must pay, and it's 50 cents more if you're driving a sleigh. Let's go, Santa, get into the sleigh. We gotta get Santa across the causeway. Let's go, Santa, come down the chimney. Well, you can't have Christmas without a party. Santa stuck at the causeway. This is bad, this is shocking. Who would come for the children to fill up their stockings? Who would make them believe in the magic of youth? Who would make them believe in the Christmas time truth? So I called on me buddies and they came one by one. On this Christmas Eve night there was a job to be done. On Sydney Glace Bay, on all Scottish clans, on Rita McNeil and the Minglewood Band. When we got to the causeway, Santa's mood was quite low. He was down to his very last ho, 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 ho. They wanted his money, 2 bits and a loony. They said they were collecting for Ryan Mulroney. Let's go, Santa, get into the sleigh. We gotta get Santa across the causeway. Let's go, Santa, come down the chimney. You can't have Christmas without a party. Well, a CBLA, we had to move fast. We were all ready then to kick us some snow. But I turned on the charm and played the part of the host. To the toll booth collector, I offered a toast. I gave him some beer and then I gave him some wine. And I gave him a treat, Cape Breton moonshine. Oh, he took to it smartly, put a drop in his tongue. And we left him here singing at the top of his lungs. So the sleigh got away up into the sky. Santa put that red sucker in the four-hook drive. Now the rest of the night, it seemed like a dream. I wasn't quite sure if I'd seen what I'd seen. But the following day, the presents were there for the Cape Breton kids to play with and share. And as I was rubbing the sleep from my eyes, I kinda heard someone call out from the skies, a voice in the distance fading away, Merry Christmas to all, and down with the causeway. Let's go, Santa, get into the sleigh, boy, you gotta get Santa across the causeway. Let's go, Santa, come down the chimney, you can't have Christmas without a party.
There you go. That's
that was really good.
Yeah, I loved it. It's a classic for me that was written and produced a long, long time ago.
When was that? What year was that from?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Part of my childhood, at least. So it's been a while.
It was incredibly convenient that we did a whole Christmas series and we could end it on a Christmas comedy song that was written by your dad.
Right. I mean, it had to be around when Brian Mulroney was in office, because that was in one of his jokes, right?
That's a good point. Shall I... I'm going to find out when Brian, which we just get an idea.
Sure.
Brian Mulroney, former Canadian Prime Minister. So, sometime in the late 80s to early 90s, 84 to 93. So
that sounds about right.
So yeah. Roughly 30 years ago.
I'm really happy that I can bring this song.
So you must have been 11. Sorry to interrupt you, but you must have been like 11 or 12 at the time.
It sounds about right. Honestly, it's been a while, right?
It was a hit.
It was a hit. It was a maritime hit.
Were you the cool kid in school whose dad had a Christmas hit?
Other kids my age didn't know, all right? But like the adults around me all knew, and it was very surreal. But yeah, it was a hit in the Maritimes at least. And now and then I'd go across Canada. I lived in Calgary. I lived in BC. And now and then I'd run across someone who has heard of the song, right?
Yeah.
And it was very neat. I ran into a bartender in Calgary once and like, oh my god, I love that song. I'm like, yeah, that was my dad. I'm like, what? It was very cool. It was very crazy.
I just had a crazy idea. If every listener goes to Spotify and streams that song.
I don't think it's on Spotify. Let me check.
If it was, we could maybe get it to be like up in the charts as a Christmas song.
I'm gonna check right now.
Can you release it?
I don't know. I'm gonna check.
If not, the YouTube link will, you just search Let's Go Santa and you can watch it on YouTube. And there's a great picture of Jesse's dad.
It is not on Spotify.
Oh, come on, Spotify.
But it is on YouTube. Is that YouTube?
That is YouTube.
Okay.
There's a great picture of Jesse's dad as General John Cabot-Trail holding a half a pint of beer and pointing at it wearing his general's costume.
That's true. Yeah,
it's great.
His badges were little bottle caps.
His medals were bottle caps.
Yeah, his medals were bottle caps. Yeah, exactly. I've always had a fear that I would eventually become General John Cabot-Trail Jr., and take on the legacy of my father doing stand-up comedian, doing stand-up time. Comedy. It's like it has crossed my mind before, honest to God.
Maybe that is your Habsburg chin.
Let's never bring that up again in conversation for anything ever. Anyway, so that's my gift to you is some songs from the past, from my family to your family and everyone who's listening across this great country and across the world. General John Cabot-Trail, my father, Dave Harley, singing Let's Go Santa. Go check it out. And thank you for listening. Thank you for making it all the way through day 25 of Wafakak, the Winter Festival of Unaligned Celebration Advent Calendar. I can't believe I got to open day 25, Reese. Thank you for that.
No, it was fine.
That was exciting.
It was your story to tell.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and thank you for showing me and sharing Wafakak with me. It was a hell of a ride.
I like to think there's a little bit of Wafakak in all of us.
Just a little Wafakak.
Just a little.
Just a tiny little Wafakak.
Sometimes it seeps out.
So you've told us that the night of Wafakak is a big surprise.
Yeah, so tomorrow is the big Wafakak celebration, so we won't be doing an episode because we have to. It's a statutory holiday. No one can work, so there'll be no episode tomorrow. So just do what you think is right for Wafakak.
There you go.
I can't even say it.
You can't even say it.
After 25 days, I'm going to use a British word to describe how I feel. I'm knackered.
You're knackered. I've heard that. So tonight is just the night of anticipation.
Tonight is the night of anticipation.
And tomorrow is...
Tonight is the night if I can't be bothered to make up another night. Because I'm knackered. So this has been like a daily show that we've done, and this has been a fun experiment.
It's been super fun.
I hope you've enjoyed the daily. It was supposed to be 3 or 4 minutes long, but the self-indulgence and the enjoying of our own voices means that it's been slightly longer.
Much.
Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have.
I have. Very much so.
I hope you've enjoyed our voices as much as we have.
We're taking a short break.
We're going to take a short break. So this show has been in continuous production since early lockdown, which was like March. We've done an episode a week, sometimes more than one episode a week, and now 25 episodes a day in a row. We're going to have a little break, and then more episodes. We'll go back to the weekly format, and we will be churning out a weekly show, which will be, 20, 30 minutes like normal. Probably sometime mid to late January, we'll start chucking them out again after we've had a rest.
A little rest, a little eggnog, a little, Saratoga egg lemonade.
Yeah. And do you know what? Seep it out as well. Like, well, fuck it. I'm going to get serious now. It doesn't happen very often.
Oh, God. No, not at all.
I want to say thank you to all the listeners.
Oh, yeah, no. Honestly, we wouldn't be here without you guys.
Without a dry sense of sarcasm, genuinely mean it, because...
We do.
We have been deeply shocked by how many people have tuned into this show and have helped us grow into... Get into number 3 in the Apple charts in comedy in Canada. Get into number 5 across all genres in Canada.
We've been deeply touched.
We've been deeply touched.
Much like Diefenbaker.
Yeah, like a Diefenbaker Christmas card. We've been touched all over. Yeah. And that to be held open with a second person. it's been a weird ride.
It's been a fantastic ride.
And we're part of...
Should we call this season 1 and then season 2 in January?
So a season lasts a whole year. I guess this must be the end of season 1. If we did seasons, this would be the end.
The end of season 1.
And also thank you to Frequency, our network.
Absolutely.
Who promoted the hell out of us. You might have heard us on the radio.
I've had friends across the country texting me at all hours of the day and night going, I just heard you on the radio. What the hell?
And we were in an advert.
Very funny.
An advert for us was in Maclean's magazine, which I understand is a big
magazine.
Now
we're just bragging.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm just shocked and enjoying my voice. We're just saying thank you because all this weird stuff has happened. And literally before March last year,
we've been advertised on Apple Podcasts, a front page, a new noteworthy in Maclean's magazine, radios. We've had fan art. We've had multiple instances of fan art. We've had people share us on Instagram. We feel so fucking loved right now. It's like, I don't know how to share my appreciation without sounding like a braggart, but like it's overwhelming and wonderful. And I hope someday I get to do this full time for a living, because that would be amazing.
And moving forward, we will try and find more funny, weird and bizarre stories. We will try and get more interesting guests with, you know, I like our guest episodes.
They're fun. They're super fun.
We will try and just keep up the pace and just try and keep making shows that you seem to like for some reason. Usually, this is basically a phone conversation between me and Jesse. As a podcast, this is usually just how we talk to each other. So it's been very easy.
True.
we'll keep it up. We'll keep trying. And we appreciate all your encouragement and your reviews and fan art and all the other cool stuff you keep doing. And
you guys are awesome.
And we're glad that we are making people aware of how fascinating Canadian politics really is, apart from the boring stuff.
Someone wrote in and thought that the way I reacted when the podcast first started, was it a character, was an act? It wasn't. I genuinely didn't care at all about Canadian politics. And Reese literally turned me around. I'm now fascinated and interested to whatever he has to bring to the table. And I genuinely don't know. I genuinely do not know what he has to tell me. The beginning of every show, it's a complete surprise for me.
I don't either. I'm making it up.
All right. I'm going to go home and drink some Saratoga egg lemonade.
Disgusting.
I know. It's so good, though. It's disgustingly good.
Pervert.
Yeah. And I'm
Mackenzie King used to do that.
I'm going to get in my unicorn onesie and watch some Marvel movies, I think.
And anticipate
what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I'm going to go on my motorbike that somebody just stole. I'm gonna tell you what,
send us photos or an email or a Twitter of what you did on day 25 of a fuck hack. Day 26 is when you actually do. Day 25 is the night of anticipation for day 26. Yeah,
we'll post what we did.
Sure.
If we remember. Just inhale as much ham as you can.
Right. Boil the fuck out of that ham until it's evaporated nicely into your room, and then just sit around and inhale it like a sweat lodge.
Exactly. Well, this has been wonderful.
This has been fantastic.
And thank you for letting us talk about ourselves. And you could skip it if you don't want to, even though it's already happened. So.
And as always, thank you for sticking this straight deep into your ear holes just the way you like it.
Use some Saratoga egg lemonade to lube
it up.
Yeah,
and then just jam them in there a little deeper so that we're nice and really deep in your ears way.
You don't want to go in dry.
No. I think we should end the episode now, Reese.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We love you all. We will see you in a few weeks.